You've tuned into the Dr. Lo Show with naturopathic doctor, Dr. Lauren Noel, where you hear the best in natural medicine, nutrition, and mindset from the world's top doctors, authors, influencers, and Dr. Lo herself. Trying just to pop a pill for a symptom? You've got the wrong exit. Seeking doable ways to live a happier, healthier life and have fun doing it? Welcome to the Dr. Lo Show.
Hi guys, Dr. Lo here. Welcome to Dr. Lo Radio, where you hear the very best in natural medicine, nutrition, mindset, just getting your day started the right way, or night, depending on when you're listening to this. I hope you had an awesome Thanksgiving. You're able to spend some time with friends, family, or if you didn't have anyone around you, that you're able to just be in that mindset of what you're grateful for and just how good this life really is when you really look at it. I love you guys so much. If you're new to the show, welcome. So great to have you. If you're a repeated listener, welcome back. And this is, it's been a few years now. Next month, it'll be 6 years we're doing this show. And very close to approaching 200 episodes, which is mind-boggling. I can't believe that I've done 200 episodes. And I will be honest with you, I still get nervous before my shows. And it's just, an eye-opener that it doesn't matter if you're nervous to do something or not. You just still freaking do it. Is there something in your life that maybe you've been wanting to take on, but you're afraid to do it? Fear or anxiety or nervousness, it's just an emotion. It's just an experience, and you can change that. And you can also be in action despite that feeling. So that's my little challenge to you guys is, think of something that maybe you're a little nervous to do. Maybe someone you're nervous to reach out to, or maybe you're nervous to get in front of a certain amount of people to do a talk somewhere, or maybe you're nervous to put up a video on Facebook Live to talk about something that matters to you. Like, just think of something right now. We all know that there's that thing that we're a little nervous about. And I just encourage you to just do it anyway. Feel the fear, do it anyway, because once you do it, you realize it really wasn't that bad. We make it up so much scarier than it really is, right? It's in our mind, so much of this. I am loving all the love and support over on iTunes on the reviews. Just want to thank you guys. Unsynced and SD, you left me the most recent review. You've been listening for 4 years. Love it. We have Art with the River, Lee Allies, Reed Styles. Reed said that it's a lot of female-centric content, but as a dude, he's learning a lot. 5 stars. Thank you. Appreciate it. And keep the reviews coming, you guys. It means so, so much. And it really does help to get the word out there and spread the exposure of the show. And that's what we want, is to reach a lot of people with this. I'm excited for you guys who have decided to try Organifi. It's my favorite green juice, and it's the official Dr. Lo Radio sponsor. So you guys can check that out over at Organifi.com. Enter Dr. Lo at checkout. And what this stuff is, it's a superfood greens. If any of you have wanted to try juicing, but maybe you're overwhelmed by it, that, let's be real, there's a lot of equipment needed. It's a lot of cleanup, and it's actually really expensive to juice. So not to discourage any of you who want to do it, but just saying, it's easier to just kind of throw it together with some water and chug it down. And that the key is being consistent. You know, if you go through little periods of time where you're on a health kick and then you fall off the wagon and then you feel bad about it. And it's like, if you find that you're doing this kind of yo-yo thing, a back and forth, just make it easy for yourself and get yourself some Organifi. That way you're getting green juice every single day, and it actually tastes really good. And as I mentioned on previous shows, it has ashwagandha in it, which is really, really powerful for helping your body deal with stress. I highly recommend it, especially during the holidays, the new year. It's just a lot going on, a lot coming at you. So give yourself that extra support, those extra herbs for your adrenals. Pick up some Organifi. Organifi.com. That's Organifi.com. Enter Dr. Lo at checkout. Organifi.com. And it's DRLO at checkout. And what you get is 20% off the retail price. So it's a really good discount on that. So check it out. And let's jump into the show. Now, before I bring my guest on the air, I want to just mention that this show, to be totally honest, it's kind of gnarly. It's actually pretty, it's eye-opening, and it's a little bit heavy, because Dr. Tom O'Brien, he's been on the show a bunch of times. He is really kind of the enlightener of a lot of things that we don't want to look at. He is bringing to light a lot of reality around the rise of autoimmune disease. And we tie a lot of connections in about kind of the, what's happening with the, the planet and what's happening with our bodies. We talk about how there's connections that we can see. And so the first step of changing things up is actually just getting a dose of reality. Like, where are we at right now? What's the reality with this condition? And so he paints a very vivid picture of that. So I would just want to preface that the show is a little bit heavy. But I just want to encourage you guys to stick with it, listen to the whole thing, especially if you are dealing with autoimmune conditions or if someone in your life is. And please, if you know of anyone who's dealing with this stuff, share this information because it is life-changing, truly, truly life-changing. So with all that said, let's jump into the show. My guest tonight really doesn't need an introduction. He's been on the show numerous times. You can check out all in the previous shows, any episodes we've had with him. But Dr. Tom O'Brien is a good friend of mine. He is a really phenomenal physician and has been a part of many different summits. He does tons of interviews. He travels around the world speaking about the effects of gluten sensitivity and autoimmunity. His website is thedoctor.com. That's thedr.com. I don't know how he got that freaking domain, thedoctor.com, but he got it. And he just released his book, The Autoimmune Fix. It is a phenomenal book. Highly recommend it to educate yourself about autoimmunity and what you can do to heal the body. And he also is just released the Betrayal series, which is an 8-part documentary series, really shedding light on the effects of autoimmune conditions, where in the body this can affect you, and also ways to get healing. They've interviewed so many people from around the world of just incredible stories of healing and transformation from incorporating some of these therapies. So you can check that out. Go over to shinenaturalmedicine.com and right on the front page, we have a link to the show at a discount price. So that's shinenaturalmedicine.com and we'll have a link right there on the front page. Dr. Tom, so great to have you back on the show. Welcome back to Dr. Low Show.
Oh, thank you. It's a real pleasure to be with you.
Do you know that you've been on my show more than anyone else?
Well, I'm honored, and I always look forward to it. You know, it's so much fun to talk with you and just to kind of catch up again. So thank you.
Oh, of course. And you are a newlywed, OMG. What's that feel like?
Yes, that feels great.
Well, I approve. You have the coolest wife ever, and very honored that she's my friend, and then I get to call you my friend, and I love when we can join together and you know, kind of join forces to reach people, break bread, break some gluten-free bread, and kind of reach the world with this message. I love it. And
you have been
so busy. I wanted to do an update on the podcast to talk about this amazing documentary series that you put together, and I've had a chance to look through it, and it is really vital, I think, for any person to watch, especially if anyone has been dealing with autoimmune disease. So tell me a little bit of this documentary coming together and what that process was like for you.
Oh, sure. The series is called Betrayal, the Autoimmune Disease Solution They're Not Telling You. And it's a 7-episode series. I traveled the world in the last 14 months. I think I have about 160,000 air miles.
Wow.
So London 3 times and Lisbon and Portugal and Barcelona and Leipzig, Germany, and just interviewing the world leaders. You know, I'm a geek and I love to read the science. I read the research papers. It gives me pleasure to do that. And so I've read the papers of these guys who are on the cutting edge, and women, men and women, both scientists. And so I went to see them. And I brought a film crew with me, and I interviewed them about the topic of their area of expertise. You know, for example, Professor Yehuda Schoenfeld in Tel Aviv, Israel, is the godfather of predictive autoimmunity. And what that means is that I think the biggest credit in my mind to him is that 28 of the PhD students who received their PhD under him, there are many more, but 28 of them chair departments of immunology in med schools and hospitals around the world. They're his students. So this is the godfather.
Mm-hmm.
And he had just published a new book called Vaccines and Autoimmunity. And it's a very detailed science book. I mean, sometimes I have to read a page 2 or 3 times to understand what they're saying. It's really detailed. But I interviewed him about that. And he said, Dr. O'Brien, first, we are very much in favor of vaccinations. Obviously, they have saved millions and millions of lives. However, if a person carries the gene HLA-DRB1. And about 30% of the Caucasian population has that gene, HLA-DRB1. If they carry that gene, they are at high risk of having a sensitivity reaction to the vaccines. So in those people, caution is advised. And I said, well, what do you mean, Professor? Instead of giving a child or an infant 3, 4, 6 vaccinations in one day, assaulting that immature, not fully developed yet immune system, give them one vaccination. Wait 2 weeks. Give them another one. Wait 2 weeks. Give them another one. Allow their immune system to respond to the toxin, which is what vaccinations are, to respond to the toxin at the level of capability they're able to respond. Now, that's good science. That's not pro-vaccine. That's not anti-vaccine. That's just good science so that you reduce the incidence of the serious side effects that some people get from vaccines. So there is this subpopulation of people, children especially, but adults also for flu vaccines. There's a subpopulation of people that are very sensitive to getting a reaction to a vaccine. And we've all heard the controversies around vaccines and autism. I think there's some truth to that, but I don't think it's every person that gets a vaccine is at risk of developing autism. This may be the answer. It may be those that are genetically sensitive. So if you identify that, and it's a simple cotton swab test on the inside of your mouth, if you identify that and they have your child carries that gene, or you carry that gene, then you just proceed tippy-toe fashion, you know, just one vaccine at a time. And wait a couple weeks, give the child a little extra vitamin C, make sure their immune system's strong, make sure they've been drinking lots of water, they're having good bowel movements, make sure the body's functioning well, give them the next vaccine. Now, it's a nuisance for pediatricians to do that. It's so much easier to give a child 3 or 6 vaccines all at once and still charge for all 6. And it takes a little more time, but you save potential lifetime complications if you follow that one simple principle. And we got principles like that from every interview that I did. For example, Dr. Marta Vida-Pees in Barcelona, Spain, she is reversing type 1 diabetes by stimulating the beta cells of the pancreas, that's the cells in the pancreas that make insulin, stimulating them to regenerate, which everyone's thought's impossible, and she regenerates them and they start making insulin again. And these are in humans. And she's doing it with nutrition. So you talk to her, you say, what? What? And she's got 3 published papers on this. So that people can reduce the amount of insulin they have to take with type 1 diabetes because their body starts making more insulin again. Or Dr. Alan Ebringer, King's College in London, England, who published the papers that you and I remember reading back in school about genetics and disease. And the first disease we learned about was ankylosing spondylitis, and that there's a gene, HLA-B27. If you have that gene and you get an infection of a bacteria called Klebsiella, which is the most common infection gotten in hospitals, and you have this gene, you're at high risk of developing ankylosing spondylitis. It was Dr. Ebringer that discovered this, that the bacteria, Klebsiella pneumoniae, stimulates a molecular mimicry type of reaction, and your body starts attacking its own tissue, and you get ankylosing spondylitis, Lou Gehrig's disease. So we interviewed him, and Dr. Marta Vida-Pees, and Dr. Yehuda Schoenfeld, and the godfathers and godmothers. And I put it all together in a docuseries that everyone can watch, and it's called Betrayal, the Autoimmune Disease Solution They're Not Telling You.
And what I hear as a common theme with those different stories is the individuality of the person, and that it doesn't make sense to just give this across the board treatment or just giving medications for what's going on, but looking at the individuality, looking at the genetic predisposition of someone, and also getting to the root of what the underlying issue is for them, and, you know, and guiding them back to getting healthy. So, you know, I hear about in all those situations. So I know in a lot of different forms of medicine, using genetic information is really valuable. Like looking at maybe someone's predisposition for Alzheimer's, for example, with the APOE gene, or looking at different types of genetic predispositions for certain types of cancers, and some doctors are doing genetic testing to see what form of cancer treatment is going to work. So do you see medicine continuing to go in this direction of looking at genetic information for people?
Oh, absolutely. The concept of individuality, genetic individuality, biochemical individuality, more and more practitioners are realizing that the treatment they gave to Mrs. Patient last week for her migraines, it doesn't work for Mr. Patient this week's migraines. You can't do the same treatment. That there's not a shotgun approach that's going to work, that you have to take everyone's individual genetics, their history, were they breastfed at birth? Do they have antibiotics as an infant? Do they have irritable bowel syndrome as a kid? All of those things come into play with whatever complaint a person, chronic complaint a person comes in with when they're adults. So you have to take into account their history, how they've lived their life, what kind of foods they eat, what their genes are. You're absolutely right. And the more we do that, the more successful our healthcare approaches are, and the less dollars it costs to achieve the results you want.
Yeah. One unique opportunity you had was traveling around the world, like you said, and interviewing people all over who are dealing with the effects of autoimmune disease. Were there any common themes you heard from patients telling their stories?
There was. And it comes across again and again in Betrayal that we have a number of patients who talk about reversing their MS, reversing their rheumatoid, reversing their lupus, reversing their diabetes. They tell their stories, and there is a consistent theme. And the theme is they finally realize, with the guidance of their doctor or on their own reading, that what was on the end of their fork, what they were putting in their mouth, had a major role to play in their diseases, and that every single one of them had to adjust their food selections to have a healthier food choices that were not inflammatory. Mm-hmm. Every single one of them. Mm-hmm. Every single one of them.
And how many doctors did they see multiple doctors before they actually got that basic information?
Oh, you know, the numbers were different with each person, but the average, the American Autoimmune and Related Disease Association did a survey of family physicians and a survey of patients with autoimmune disease. And what they found was that the average length of time for a patient, once their symptoms began, before they got the right diagnosis, the correct diagnosis, the average was 5 years. The number of doctors was 4.5. So some had 7, some had 3. The average was they had seen 4.5 different doctors, and it took 5 years on average after they started suffering before they got the right diagnosis. And the AARDA Association also, in the survey of physicians, what they found was that only 14% of all physicians have comfort in diagnosing autoimmune diseases. And only, let's see, what was it? In terms of how many courses did they have in school, in med school, on autoimmunity, the average was none. And how many classes did they have? The average was 3. So that's 3 classes. That's an hour, hour and a half class. A course is over 3 months or 4 months. But medical doctors get, on average, 3 classes on autoimmunity in their entire medical education.
And no classes in nutrition usually, which tends to be one of the most powerful or the most powerful treatment in treating it.
Oh, in 2010, number of medical schools in the United States that met the National Academy of Science basic requirements for nutritional education was 26%. 26% of med schools met the basic requirement in 2010. In 2015, it was 21%. That it's going down. It's not going up.
Yeah.
That medical schools do not include nutritional education in their curriculums.
That's wild. So let me ask you, when you had this experience of traveling around the world and hearing all of this, how did you feel through this? Did you feel like this is just this huge mountain that we can't climb? Or did you have the feeling of this is something that we can really change and we can do something about it?
Oh, every interview, you know, the day-to-day, I mean, it sounds glamorous, but the day-to-day of traveling like that, are you kidding me? You know, you fly into Leipzig, Germany. I've never been to Leipzig. I mean, I don't know how to say taxi, you know, in German. You know, so, and I have my hotel written down on a piece of paper. So I show it to the taxi driver. We go to the hotel. They speak English. Great. Go and check in. Get the film crew all set up. The next morning, we go meet the scientist or the researcher. We do the interview. It's wonderful talking to the researcher. Wonderful. They're really nice people, and they're not interviewed. You know, people don't ask them about what they're doing and what's the impact in the world. So they all were very excited to be interviewed. And then the interview's done, and then you pack up and head out and head back to the airport and go to the next town. So it's not glamorous, you know, where you spend 3-4 days going touring around Barcelona or Lisbon, or, you know, it's just like, all right, it's let's move on. You know, you're tired and all that. So that's what it was like on a day to day. But talking to these researchers and scientists was a real thrill for me, because I had read their papers and I knew what their area of emphasis was, so that I could ask questions that were target specific for them. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that we've done with Betrayal is that the whole thing is available for people, all 7 episodes for $47, you know, just as cheap as could be. But if people want the whole 85 interviews, each 1-hour interview plus the transcripts, that's available also. And when you watch the interview, you see, you know, all the backroom stuff, if you will, of the interviews. And when Professor Schoenfeld says HLA-DRB1, I say, excuse me, Professor, could you say that again, please, a little bit slower? And HLA-DRB1, oh, thank you. And how many people have that? 30 to 35% of Caucasians. And so you see all the questions that there's just not enough time to put all that information into each episode, because in an episode, you get 7 minutes of this professor, and then 4 minutes of this one, and then a patient telling their story about applying those principles and how it reversed their disease. And then there's 6 minutes of the next person and 9 minutes of the next, and then another patient, you know, so you get to see the flow of it. But when you've got an hour to an hour and a half to watch each of these, and over the course of a year, you know, I'm telling people, you know, you just allocate an hour a week. And when you listen to these scientists, you listen to one scientist every week for an hour. What happens is your level of education, your level of understanding of this primary mechanism, and we really should talk about that, your understanding of it is so deep, you know more than most practitioners at that point.
Yeah. So let's talk about that. What's this underlying mechanism? How is this happening? Why is this happening to people, and why is it on the rise?
People want, you know, everybody wants to be healthy. I think that's a fair assumption. And what's happening is that we're going in the reverse direction. Mm-hmm. Listen to this statistic. 3 weeks ago, a paper was published by the World Wildlife Fund and 2 universities that 57% of all wildlife on the planet has disappeared since 1970. Wow. In the last 46 years, we've lost more than half of all the bumblebees, all the polar bears, all the earthworms, all the rainbow trout. There's no worms in the soil anymore when farmers are growing crops. There's no worms because the chemicals have killed all the worms. And we've wiped out more than half of everything that lives on the planet. Let that sink in for a minute.
Mm.
When you let that sink in, and some of us know things like, wait a minute, the honeybees or the bees pollinate the fruit trees. So if there's no bees, you won't pollinate the fruit trees, there won't be very much fruit. Well, wait a minute. The rainbow trout, they eat whatever spiders or bugs they eat, which keeps the waters clean. If there's less rainbow trout, the waters get dirtier. Well, wait a minute. If there's less wolves, they keep the deer in check. And so if there's less wolves and so deer proliferate more, then they spread disease, then you get diseases that wipe out half the deer population. Well, wait a minute. If there's no worms in the soil, you know, and you just go on and on and on, and you see the impact of that one statement that 57% of all wildlife on the planet has disappeared since 1970. The same thing is happening to humans. It's just much slower.
Mm-hmm.
With the wildlife, the percentages were higher around freshwater. Freshwater bases like rivers and streams and lakes, and the wildlife that lives around freshwater. Why is it higher? More of them are wiped out? Because they're drinking the water. We don't drink stream water. We don't drink river water, unless it's Flint, Michigan. And we've heard a lot about that this last year.
Mm-hmm.
And what's happening to these kids' brains, that's what's happening to our animals. It's the toxicity of the planet that's killing the animals. And for the first time in the history of the human species, for the very first time, the New England Journal of Medicine tells us, for the very first time in the history of humanity, children born today have a shorter projected lifespan than their parents.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to get sick at earlier ages, get diagnosed with diseases at earlier ages, and die at earlier ages than their parents. It's never happened to history before. Every generation's lived longer.
Mm-hmm.
That's not happening now. We have to wake up. You can't take a better form of vitamin C and think that that's going to work. You can't take a better form of protein powder and think that you're doing everything you need to do to be healthy. We need a complete shift in how we live our lives. We need to just take a step back and look at the impact of the way we're living and the impact on the planet, the impact on the species, and just, it's common sense. You just look what's happening, and your grandchildren will never know what a robin is or a Baltimore Oreo. They'll have to go to books and virtual reality and go online to see what they looked like. And humans aren't that far behind. You know, we've got 1 million kids a year now in the United States, 1 million kids that are diagnosed with autism. It's like, what?
Mm.
What? 1 million kids a year. When I came out in practice in 1980, it was one child in every 4,850. Now, the Center for Disease Control tells us that by the year 2023, it'll be one boy in two will be on the autism spectrum. Not one out of every 4,850. It's one out of every two. We have to wake up, because when these kids grow up, they can't live on their own. Who's going to take care of them?
Yeah.
What kind of a society is it? You know, we have to wake up and get our heads out of the sand.
Right.
We're killing the species off. And the only way you wake up is by getting educated. And it doesn't work to say, well, what's the best form of coenzyme Q10 to take?
Right.
Or, you know, I want to take mycelized vitamin D, and I'm being healthy now because I know that's the better form of vitamin D. Well, that's true, but there's no pill that's going to fix this. It's the way we live our lives, and we all have to wake up to this. So betrayal is all about the understanding that the number one mechanism in getting sick and dying in the world, the number one mechanism is your immune system attacking your own tissue, an autoimmune.
Mm-hmm.
Cardiovascular disease, heart attacks, strokes, the plugging up of your pipes is autoimmune. Cancer is autoimmune. So we have to look and see, why is the immune system attacking self? And when you start looking at this by listening to the scientists, what you learn, here's a statistic that dropped my jaw. Right now, today, 250 pounds of toxic chemicals per person per day are being dumped in the U.S. That means for you and I, Dr. Lowe, that's 500 pounds. That's 10 50-pound bags of toxic chemicals every day. Now, just imagine how big a 50-pound bag is, and then do 10 of those. And that's every day, just for you and me, that these chemicals are dumped in our environment. They're dumped on the grass. There are plastics that we use. You know, you use saran wrap to wrap your food in, and the bisphenol A from the saran wrap leaches into the food. You eat the food, you get more bisphenol A. Bisphenol A binds with your estrogen receptors in your body, so men get lower testosterone. Women get hormone-related problems like miscarriages and infertility, and the list goes on, and is contributed to. One of the contributors is bisphenol A, which is the saran wrap, the inside lining of cans, the coffee lids at Starbucks and every coffee shop, the plastic lids are loaded with bisphenol A. We have to wake up. We have to learn all these little things that the business world, the chemical world, has put in front of us for convenience, and we just say, oh, okay, we can do this. The government will protect us. No, they won't. Go back to 1952, 1953, 1949, and look at the front pages of the newspapers and just search through and look for information about the nuclear tests in Nevada. And you'll see that all the scientists of the day were trying to tell you they're safe. Don't worry, it's safe. Can you imagine anyone today telling you that living downstream to a nuclear blast is safe? But that's what they were telling the public in 1949, 1950, 1951, 1952. Don't worry, it's safe. Because they didn't know. And the chemical industry has done the same thing, but now they know. The whole scandal about the tobacco industry for years, a very famous photo of it's called the Seven Dwarfs. The seven heads of the tobacco industry standing before Congress with their hands over their heart and raising their right hands, swearing to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And they lied through their teeth about tobacco. They knew. They knew it caused cancer back in the 60s. They had the evidence. But they lied through their teeth. And that's what we're up against, and we have to wake up because we're killing the planet now. So betrayal is about learning that your immune system is the armed forces, the Army, the Air Force, the Marines, the Coast Guard. It's there to protect you. So you need to check the armed forces, say, how are we doing in this environment we're living in? Am I sensitive to the foods I'm eating? Am I sensitive to chemicals? Do I have too many metals in my body? Is my body attacking my brain? Alzheimer's is autoimmune. Parkinson's is autoimmune. So we now have the technology to see how's your, like there's a dashboard that you can look at. And so that's what we talk about in betrayal, is to understand this very big picture and to give you the grassroots information so everyone can start understanding more and asking more detailed point on questions of their doctors.
Mm-hmm. And number one, like you said, is becoming aware. And all of us listening, we have a responsibility to share this information, to spread this awareness, because like you said, people want to be healthy. I really believe the best in people, that we want to be healthy. We want the best for the planet, but there's bad information out there. And there's just this sense of, like you said, let's put our head in the sand and ignore it. Let's watch the Kardashians and not really look at this information.
Exactly. Exactly. And Dr. Lowe, you know, you're a young babe, you know, and you have a young audience. I'm going to speak to them for a minute.
Yeah.
What's one of the most toxic substances to give a newborn baby? Breast milk, if it's a firstborn. Why? And it's still more important to give it to them than anything else. But why? Because when we're exposed to these toxic chemicals, they're called endocrine disruptors, hormone disruptors. They bind onto your hormone receptor sites. So these chemicals like bisphenol A and DDT and PCBs, they bind onto the cells of the breast, of the uterus, of the ovaries, of the testicles, of the brain. They hang out in there. And when a mother is pregnant and then she has a baby and she starts breastfeeding, all of the, you know, as the breasts are producing this milk, this really nurturing, wonderful milk, it gets contaminated with these endocrine disruptors that are sitting inside the breast for years. And so out with the breast milk comes toxic chemicals. Still, it's more important to get the breast milk. Still more important. Science is very clear on that. But when young women know this, they can do a detox protocol to clean the breast before they get pregnant. So they can start flushing out some of this toxic crud that's been accumulating in all of us because of the foods that we eat. But if you don't know that, you don't know to find out how to take action. And if you don't know to find out how to take action, you don't take action. And if you don't take action, then the syndrome continues. The next generation gets more of these toxic chemicals in higher concentration in the breast milk. So people need to know this kind of stuff. It's just basic toxicity stuff that we all need to know, because we've had our heads in the sands. And as you say, we're watching the Kardashians and being entertained and then going out to eat wherever we eat, and they don't serve organic food, so it's loaded with GMO vegetables, and we get more toxic chemicals, and it just accumulates, and it's overwhelming. It really is overwhelming, and you just take one topic at a time, and you dial it down.
I think that's key, is taking one at a time. And I think a reason why people put their head in the sand is they look at this and go, holy crap, I can't even handle this right now. But it's about little by little. I mean, how do you eat an elephant, right? One by
exactly.
One. Same thing with this.
Exactly. You know, in many of my lectures that I give to physicians, I start with a slide. It's a picture of a display in the Museum of Science in Florence. I took the picture there. And it's Galileo's finger. And it's a marble round stand with a glass domed top, and in it is Galileo's finger. And in his will, he bequeathed that all of his inventions could be on display for all of posterity, as long as they also displayed his finger. It happened to be his middle finger. It was Galileo's last message to the church, right? And yeah, you know, if you go to Amazon, there's a couple of great books. Just type in Galileo's finger and you'll see these books pop up. But I put that up there. You know, it's a cute story, but I put it up there because one hour a week, ladies and gentlemen, 1 hour a week, you apply to this principle. I'm going to learn these things that they're teaching in Betrayal about my immune system, and that it's the dashboard to tell me how things are going. I'll allocate 1 hour a week to do this. And maybe it's Tuesday nights at 8 o'clock. Who cares when it is, but 1 hour a week. And in 6 months, you've spent 25 hours at this and you've got it down. You really understand it. You don't have 25 hours to do this week or next week. You don't have it. But 1 hour a week, and with patience, you know, base hits win the ball game. So 1 hour a week, and you will learn this so that you don't bury your head in the sand anymore, and you and your family beat the odds of what's happening to the rest of the planet.
Yeah. Yeah. And for you guys listening, maybe you're the only one in your community who cares about this stuff that you know of. You know, maybe you're kind of a unique person in that respect. Well, I think that really carries the responsibility of that you get to be the person to share this information with people and spread this awareness. And, you know, that's how we change things, is people really understanding and knowing this.
That's right. That's exactly right. You know, you share with those you love and you care about. And for some of us, you know, we're teachers, we're natural teachers. And we just, hey man, can I give you a heads up about this? And, you know, you tell them about something. So you might want to check this out or read this article or study this doctor. Because your child looks like they've got some things going on. You know, we'll share with who we want to share with, but certainly to take care of yourself and your family is critical. That's where it starts.
And so with your documentary series, you have 8 episodes, and each one is about an hour, which is amazing. It's so much information. And I love how, as I was scrolling through the different episodes, episode 6, you talk about autoimmunity and brain disorders like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. Can you talk a little bit about that? Because I think for a lot of people, they don't understand that autoimmunity can be head to toe. And even something like celiac, for example, it doesn't, in gluten sensitivity, it doesn't necessarily show up with stomach problems. It can be in the
mouth. That is correct. That's correct. I always say that the lucky ones are the ones that get gut problems because they feel it when they eat it. And then if they want to keep eating it, well, all right, we'll just put on your tombstone. He didn't care that the food made him sick. You know? But if it doesn't affect your gut, you don't know. That Mrs. Patient, you pull at a chain, the chain breaks at the weakest link. It's at one end, the middle, the other end. It's your heart, your brain, your liver, your kidneys, wherever your genetic weak link is, that's where the chain's going to break. So if you have a sensitivity to wheat, for example, that's pulling on the chain. If the weak link in your chain is your brain, you may get attention deficit. Your child will get attention deficit, or autism, or dementia, or Alzheimer's, or Parkinson's. That may be the contributing factor that takes them over the edge. If the weak link in the chain is your kidneys and you eat wheat, then you might get kidney stones or urination problems, guys losing the strength of the force. When they urinate, or women having recurrent bladder infections. It could all be from a wheat problem. If the weak link in your chain is your joints, you might get arthritis. You might get rheumatoid arthritis. You might get just aching and pain for days after you eat wheat. The problem is, if it doesn't make you sick when you eat it, you don't know the problem's there.
Yeah.
But the weak link in your chain, wherever the weak link is, that's where the problem's going to get you when you pull at a chain. And the whole premise here is to learn how to stop pulling on the chain so much. What does that mean? Well, it means the environment of your microbiome, of your gut. If it's out of balance, because that's a bad environment pulling on the chain constantly, 24/7, you have to change the microbiome. And that takes a couple of months.
Yeah.
Or if it's a food sensitivity, you got to get the food out of it. You can't have it once in a while. It has to be out of there completely. Or if it's heavy metals because you've eaten too much tuna fish. And tuna is a good fish for you, but unfortunately, almost all the tuna fish in the world now is loaded with mercury. So if you eat a lot of tuna fish and then the mercury is accumulated because you couldn't detox it and get it out of there because you don't have good detoxification genes. And so the mercury accumulates. You just have to find out what's pulling on the chain. And the rule of thumb is stop pulling on the chain. You know, stop throwing gasoline on the fire.
Yeah.
But you have to find out what's pulling on the chain. And that's where a functional medicine practitioner comes in.
Right. I talk about this with my patients, how with the case of autoimmunity, naturopathic medicine and functional medicine really shines because it's like you said, getting to the root of it and helping to detox the body back to being in balance again, allowing the immune system to get back into that equilibrium. And you talked about the topic of environmental toxins. I think this is a real big one. So in your experience and traveling and talking to different doctors and things, what are maybe a handful of the main toxins, the main environmental toxins? And also, I do want to let this show also be solution focused and things we can do. So how can we protect ourselves from them?
You bet. Well, I've referenced some of them already, like bisphenol A is very, very common. And every child born in America today has bisphenol A in their bloodstream at birth, every child.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not, do I have bisphenol A? Well, of course you do. Well, no, I don't eat plastic. Yes, you do, multiple times a day, every day. You just don't know that the plastic traces, the chemicals from the plastic are in your food because you can't taste it, but it accumulates in your body. But the question is your immune system fighting this now? Have you gone over the edge with the exposure where the immune says, this is way too much, I've got to fight it? So you want to test to find out what's pulling on my chain, what toxic exposures do I have? And then in my book, for example, my book came out 5 weeks ago. It's called The Autoimmune Fix, and it's exactly what it is a fix. So how do you fix this? There's no one thing. Well, for example, we talk a lot about GMO and toxic chemicals like Roundup and the effect of Roundup. And Roundup's everywhere. It's in most people's garages. Why? Because they spray their grass for dandelions. They kill dandelions with Roundup. Or they spray it on the sidewalk, on the cracks between the sidewalk to get the weeds from growing in the cracks in the sidewalk, in between the slabs of the sidewalk. So you park on the street, you walk up the driveway into the house, or you walk on the sidewalk. You sprayed Roundup last week there. You walk in the house, there's Roundup on the bottom of your shoes. You walk on the carpet in your house, the Roundup goes on your carpet. Your high school kids are doing their homework on their computers laying on the carpet. They get Roundup on them. Or your infants crawling on the carpet. They get Roundup in their hands and in their mouth and in their eyes. So that's why Dr. Sarah Gottfried and our friend Dr. Gottfried, when I interviewed Dr. Gottfried, she said, well, Tom, everyone takes their shoes off before they come into our house. And it's not some Zen Buddhist thing. It's to keep the toxic world outside. Because my girls are doing their homework on the carpeting. And I don't want people walking on the carpet with their shoes that carry all the toxic chemicals from the outside world.
Mm-hmm.
So we have slippers at the door for everybody that comes over. Silly little things like that make a difference. I'll give you another one. And there are many, many in the book. I haven't counted. I don't know how many. 20, 30, 35, or 40, something. There's a bunch. But here's another one. Perhaps the most common autoimmune condition that people are dealing with today deals with the thyroid. And when you have an autoimmune thyroid condition, you most often have a sluggish thyroid. And what does that mean? It means you get cold, you get cold hands and feet, maybe you wear socks to bed, or your spouse says your feet are cold at night. You're a little slow, a little sluggish, brain's not firing really quickly, energy's a little bit low, can't lose that last 10 pounds even if you don't eat for 2 or 3 days. That things are just sluggish, your metabolism's slow, not moving very well, dry skin, peeling fingernails. There's a whole list of symptoms that go along with thyroid. So, and you can go online or listen to one of the earlier lectures on your show, Dr. Lowe. I know you've had thyroid topics before. People mm-hmm. can listen to some of those things for the symptoms. What is one of the most toxic chemicals for thyroid function? Chlorine. Because chlorine binds onto thyroid receptor sites and the thyroid hormone can't get in the cell. And if the thyroid hormone cannot get in the cell, you have a cell that's functioning low thyroid. And that's where your symptoms come from. Those are the people that have symptoms of low thyroid, but they do a blood test and they've got plenty of thyroid hormone. Well, of course they do, because the thyroid is making the hormone, but it's just on the highway. Your bloodstream is just a highway, but it's got to get into the shopping centers. You know, the hormone's got to get into the cells. But if your thyroid receptor sites are full of chlorine and the hormone can't get in because the chlorine is filling up the receptor site, then you have symptoms of a hormone deficiency when you've got plenty of hormone. So what do? Well, you have to detox to get the chlorine out of your body, and you have to reduce your exposure of chlorine. How do you reduce your exposure of chlorine? The best place is to get a chlorine shower filter, because the most chlorine you get exposed to is when you inhale the steam in the shower. It goes right through the lungs, into the bloodstream, straight to the brain, and then to the rest of the body. So a $50 chlorine shower filter, and you change the cartridge out every 6 months, and you reduce your chlorine exposure dramatically. And then, of course, getting a water filtration system, if you can, for your house is important. But the chlorine shower filter is a cheap, inexpensive way of reducing your exposure to chlorine. It's a major problem for people, and they just don't know it. So I've given you two. Take your shoes off and get a chlorine shower filter. And there's 20 or more in the book like that. Mm-hmm. Little pearls of how to deal with this overwhelming information.
Yeah, I love it. And these are really significant shifts that you can make where the exposure drops dramatically. And these are cumulative effects daily over weeks, months, years, and you end up really reducing your exposure to these different toxins. I think that's really important.
It's exactly right. Exactly right. And, you know, people hear lots of doctors and lots of guests on talk shows saying, this is important, this is important. This one is really important. I mean, we've killed off over half the planet in the last 46 years. We have to wake up. Wake up.
Yeah.
This is not just a better form of vitamin D, adding a little vitamin K to it, which is a really great concept and really important. It can help with some symptoms. But this is much, much more important than that. Mm. This is the primary right now, I believe. The primary thing people can do to be healthy and protect their families is to understand this dynamic of your immune system when it's protecting you, how it can cause so much damage.
Yeah.
And to monitor it. Mm-hmm. You monitor to see, where do I have elevated antibodies?
Mm. It's interesting. You know, I like to look at things microcosm, macrocosm level. It's almost that what's happening with the planet is similar to what we're seeing happening within our bodies. Do you ever see a parallel like that?
Oh my goodness, yes. I mean, that's my example that I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That we've lost over half of the planet's animals. They're gone.
Mm-hmm.
The insects, they're gone. The fish, they're gone. They're not coming back. They're gone. Over half of them, 57% is the average. Gone. What are we going to, so what's happening out there in the world is what's happening inside of us. And direct microcosm is the microbiome, that the microbiomes of people today, and I know you've had guests on your show about the microbiome of people today are so out of balance. That's the primary trigger causing so much of the metabolic problems that people have in their life today, you know, whether it's thyroid or adrenals or brain function. The microbiome is so out of balance, and that's out of balance because of the toxicity that we're exposed to day in and day out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And guys, I know this is, it can feel like a heavy topic. I get it. I really do get it. And also, too, knowing that it is possible to turn this around, because these conditions are considered incurable in modern medicine, and we're seeing them turning around over and over and over again. So it is possible. The body is designed to be healthy. It can heal. If you listening are dealing with an autoimmune condition, just know that there are other options, there are possibilities, and it's just about informing yourself and learning about this information out there. So I'm so grateful, Doc, for the life work you are doing. I mean, you are a man of action, and you're affecting the lives of thousands of people all over the world. And, you know, just really want to acknowledge you for the work that you're doing, and thank you so much for having the conversations that are uncomfortable to have, that we need to hear, because it's for the future of ourself as a species and also our planet. And so I just thank you so much for the work that you're doing. And you guys listening, please definitely check out the series. You can get the documentary series over at shinenaturalmedicine.com. Right there, you'll get the information about the show or about the documentary. And definitely pick up The Autoimmune Fix. It's an incredible book. And, you know, maybe this can be your Christmas present to the people in your life who you love, is giving that information about health.
You know, Dr. Lowe, thanks so much for your kind words. And I just want to elaborate on that a little bit. And this is heavy.
Yeah.
This is really heavy. And most people don't like heavy stuff, and they click off and go find something nice about the Kardashians. And, you know, in general, that's okay. But not this one.
Yeah.
This is your children. This is your future children. This is not some peripheral thing that might affect somebody down the road or in another country. This affects all of us. All of us. And we're wiping out every species that lives on the planet because of the toxicity. So I'm not saying we need to be anti-chemicals and all that, but we have to learn the exposures we're getting and how they're affecting our body. You have to get educated on this. You cannot trust your doctors to have the big picture overview, because they are not trained in this. They don't know about this. They haven't had the training. So 1 hour a week of listening to these experts, listening to these interviews, will change. And plus, you know, it's a money back guarantee. You guys can get your money back. It's fine. No questions asked, ever, ever. You know, this really is about changing the planet. And we need to team up together to do this. So thanks so much, Dr. Lowe, for this interview and allowing me to carry this message out there.
Of course, Doc. Well, I know we'll have you on again at some point, because I have an addiction to having you on this show. So love. I think I'm going to see you later on today so I can grab another copy of your book. And so enjoy your weekend. Definitely keep doing yoga so we can keep a positive mindset around all of this, and just, you know, keeping in action and changing lives. That's what it's about. So love you so much. And thanks for joining us again.
Well, thank you so much.
All right, you guys, that is the show. Thanks for sticking with us. And again, I know it's some heavy stuff, but this is the reality, and it's important to really empower ourselves with this information so that we can create change in ourselves and this planet, and we can do it. We really, really can. You can check out the documentary series over at shinenaturalmedicine.com. We'll have information right there. And again, thank you guys so much for the continued support, for spreading this message, for leaving reviews, for being a beacon of health and light in your life and people in your life. And you really make such a massive difference. Just know that. I love you guys, and I'll talk with you real soon.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of Dr. Lowe Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. And for more after the show, you can head over to drlowshow.com, where you can find the show notes. Be sure to subscribe to the show and share with all your friends. And please head over to iTunes and leave the show a 5-star review and leave a comment. I read each and every one, and they warm my heart. Thank you so much again for joining us. I promise to keep bringing you fun, inspiring, empowering content. Until next time, lots of love, and I'll talk to you soon.